a bit of a key clash. But, you know.
It's all right.
Hey, it was all right, wasn't it? Yeah. Morning.
Hi.
It's 5 to 7.
I'm bunged up.
Sorry?
I'm bunged up.
I'm bunged up too. Don't like it flopping about when
I bunged up, I said.
Bunged. Bunged up. Does that mean, well, you've taken some money and you'll let Terry Wogan be better than you tonight?
No.
Right.
I'm bunged up nasally.
Oh.
I have excess catarrh.
So am I. I've got such a head cold, I feel like crap in my head. From the nose up, I feel awful.
Mm.
But the rest of me feels great.
When is the chemist open?
Don't know, we'll be around there, though, don't we? We went to see Wimbledon last night. Well, I say we. Dave went to the cinema, didn't see Wimbledon. He walked in, sat down, as soon as the lights went down, he went on to watch the Man U Liverpool game in the pub next door. That's what I call support for your friend.
I'll see the film next week.
Cheers, yeah.
I like to see it properly in the cinema, you know, paying me money and stuff.
Have we got a song for you to start today's show? Come on!
Chris Moyle Show.
4 minutes to 7.
Radio 1.
Tuesday morning, Radio 1. Let's... to play the full-length version because it's the better version. Franz Ferdinand and Take Me Out. Good morning. Eminem coming up and a bit of Razor Light as well. First of all, let's find out what's going on in the world from Dominic and Juliet on News and Sport, 7 o'clock.
Fears grow for a British hostage as Iraqi kidnappers kill an American.
And it looks like Gerard's out for 2 months.
BBC. South with showers and windy further north. It's now exactly 7:04.
You're a child throwing bits of paper around when you...
You're a child, you hit me in the face.
You're a child, yeah, because I'm a better shot than you. Careful with it, it's got sharp edges, that ball
has,
of paper.
It's nothing worse than paper cut.
Well, yeah. Oh, what a miss. What a miss.
That was a million miles away.
Did you enjoy Wimbledon last night, Jules?
Yes, I thought it was...
You didn't watch it, did you?
I saw 10 minutes.
Sneaked out and watched the football with Dave.
How
unsupportive is that?
Dave put me in the seat. He said, come on, you sit here. We can go. We'll go after about 10 minutes.
And how long was it?
What do you mean?
How long into the film before you left?
10 minutes.
Wasn't even 10 minutes, was
it? 10 minutes.
Was 10 minutes.
We got to the shower scene and went.
It's about 3 minutes in.
No, it's about 10 minutes.
Can you believe that? They go to the premiere of My movie. Sit down and you go, it's not too bad, is it? What do you think? Where's Dave? Where's Jules? Where have they gone?
You were going to come with us at one stage.
How unsupportive is that?
No,
and here's Dave. Oh, I'll watch it another time. Oh, yeah.
I'll watch it next week when it comes out.
When's that? What, you'll get the cinema on your own?
Yeah.
Hello, one for the romantic comedy, please, about the tennis. Thanks very much. Hey, you comedy, Dave? Because I'll be Michael Caine behind the ticket office. Ah! And kind of Mick Jagger. Basically, Phil Cornwall, right? Yeah, you comedy, Dave?
Yeah.
Are you going to watch romantic comedy? I don't know where this is going at all. Are you going to watch romantic comedy on your own?
Yeah.
That's Dave walking off.
I'll go and see you next week, one afternoon.
Why don't the pair of you go together?
Maybe we will.
Maybe that's what
I want to see.
Do.
I just didn't want to miss the game for it.
And it wouldn't have been right for us to talk about the game if we hadn't watched it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, you can go today.
It's not out today.
Well, I'll get you a screening.
If you get a screening, I'll go today.
I think you should go together, the pair of you.
All right.
You okay?
If we can see it today, we'll see it today, but I didn't think that was a possibility.
It's out on Friday, officially, around
the
UK.
Hot date, Friday afternoon.
But, hang on, here we go.
No,
here's a question for you. Mm. Does it start in the afternoon, or does it start in the evening?
That's a question.
On the Friday.
It's out Friday.
But can you see it at, like, sort of 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday? Yeah.
Let me just ask Mick Jagger and Michael Caine again. Can you say in the afternoon? Yeah! Yeah! There you go. It's a yes.
Great.
Thank you.
Chris Moyles knows the stars. He knows Dale and Anton Deck. Yeah. And Vernon, Tess and Richard. And Will and Gareth Gates. Yeah. Skin and Robin, Abbott, Liam, Noel and Lulu. Roy Walker and Davina. And he's finally met this lineup. Show, National Radio 1.
Obi Trice. Real name, no gimmicks.
Two trailer park girls go round the outside. Round the
Radio. This is Marshall on Radio 1.
Great. Razorlight and Vice. You missed them in the weekend, didn't you?
I didn't see them, sadly, no.
Like, you heard them?
Mm.
Okay. They were really good.
Well, the thing was, I just went to the stage just to go and see the end of the set, and just as I got...
Hold that thought! The Chris Moyle Show,
National Radio 1. They just stopped.
Right. No, they were good.
So I believe.
Although the lead singer looks like Gareth from The Office. But, like, a little bit cooler.
Yeah.
He does, I'm telling you, he does.
Blonde, floppy hair.
Yeah. Anyway, there you go. We're all dying today, cold. We're not dying, you know what I mean? We've got colds.
It's so rubbish.
Well,
though.
Obviously, well, I've got a cold, Dave's got a cold, and Joss has got a cold. Joss, obviously, being a girl, hasn't moaned about it at all. He's just getting on with it. Dave and I are sitting there going,
not well. Not well.
We've got a man flu.
Not well.
I'm quite happily put my hands up. I'm crap when I'm ill. I'm no good at all.
I'm not well.
Honey, sweetheart, could you pass me the remote control, please? What's in front of you? Well, I can't. I'm too ill, I can't reach it. I'm too ill to cook. Can we have fish and chips? That kind of thing, do you know what I mean?
Blokes suffer more than girls, though, in times like this.
Oh, rubbish.
They do.
I tell you what, Rachel, I'm on my own tonight. So, would you come round and just look after me?
No.
You can stay on the couch.
No.
It's a nice couch. It's two-seater.
No.
We have fish and chips. And I want like a big bowl of hot water so I can put my head over it with a towel on top. But leave enough gap so I can still watch the telly at the same time.
I like to drink...
Because it's Yeovil Bolton tonight.
I like to eat soup when I'm ill.
That's a good idea.
Big bowl of soup.
Yeah.
There's no look for me, really, is there?
What do you mean?
In a studio for 3 hours with you two, I'm going to get it.
We can't help being ill.
Oh, yeah. Rachel, you're going to get it today, baby. I'm telling you. By the end of the show,
I'll have it.
You'll have it. Oh, no. It's just awful. Because it's like... I feel as though my head's drunk. My nose up, I feel as though I'm hungover. And it's awful.
You're a bit swimmy.
And obviously, you know, it's a man's job to moan about being ill. You know what I mean?
Mm.
That's what men do. I've got flu. I've got flu and I've got food poisoning. You've got a cold. I have not got a... It's flu and food poisoning and I'm the lurgy. And the plague. It's all rolled into one.
You see, Rachel, the difference between men and women, right, is that men don't get ill very often, but when we do, it's serious.
Serious illness.
Like this, you know?
Okay, I feel sorry for you both.
Thank you very much. I've even had to bring my Vicks inhaler, which clears stuffy nose fast. Right? So imagine this, a radio DJ sticking stuff up his nose all morning. Can you believe that?
Good morning.
Just the right nostril. You like this record, don't you, Rachel? Do you want to ruin it for you?
No.
Okay. Somebody texts in and says, this bit here, dun, 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 sounds like the bit when David Brent does his dance in The Office.
Does a bit, Rachel.
Ruin that for you.
I hope
every
the cold
time.
Gets worse.
Huh?
I hope the cold turns into flu.
You.
It is flu.
Kidderminster cow. It's Deep Dish and Flash Dance. It's 20 past seven. That was a bit weird, wasn't it?
Why?
All the monitors just went off, didn't they? Yeah, you just looked in it. You just went.
Looking at that one.
Yeah, they all went off.
Mm.
Anyway,
mine didn't.
On the text message, 81199 is our text number if you want to text in this morning. 81199.
Not if you're driving
or operating heavy machinery. Drink hot Ribena, cures all colds.
A hot Vimto's nice as well. I might have some of that when I get home.
Some of the girls are texting in, stop being a tart and get on with the show. Get over it, guys, from Roseanne. You don't understand. Gareth texts in, it's a fact that men suffer more than women.
Fact.
I believe that is fact, Gareth. Let's check with Dominic, our newsman.
Some news just in. That is fact.
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 Mm. See that.
We win.
I had a stinking cold when we were away, and I can vouch for the fact that it is worse for men than it is for women.
You're the source.
Hey, you're not so bad yourself, my darling. You should eat chicken soup if you have a cold and drink pure orange juice. No, that's wrong. You should eat fish and chips, right, and drink Foster's. Have some chopped up egg in a cup.
Right? That sounds horrible.
Right. No. You're just sick. I've got a cold too, but I rode 50 kilometres on Sunday, so I've got an excuse from Sarah in York. Well, Sarah, you may have done that, right? But I walked home yesterday and got absolutely... I got caught in the rain and got absolutely drenched. What I did was I walked down to a well-known record store, right, down in Oxford Street, and I thought I'm going to treat myself to Star Wars, the trilogy, okay? So I went in and I went... Do you have Star Wars? Yes, oh, fine. So I bought Star Wars the Trilogy. And then this particular record store, mega store, is celebrating X amount of years, whatever, so they have loads of classic albums. So I bought, after only talking about this the other day, I bought Michael Jackson's Thriller for £7, right?
Mm-hmm.
London Calling by The Clash, and I bought something else, can't remember. And then I bought Michael Bentin's Potty Time, the original series. Do you remember that?
Yeah, did you actually buy that?
Yes, I really did. Yeah. So Star Wars, blimey. Potty Time, Thriller, and London Calling by The Clash, and something else I bought as well, but I can't remember. And I was very excited. I went home. Walked home then for about, it took me about just over an hour and a half, something like that. Got absolutely soaked, drenched, and then I got a very special present from my girlfriend yesterday, and she was very excited, and she said, here's a present for you. Hope you enjoy it. And as I opened the DVD limited edition box shaped package, I thought to myself, not again, no. And I opened it, and there it was, Star Wars, the trilogy. Lovely present from my girlfriend.
I'll buy the other one off you then.
Really?
I was thinking I ought to buy it for my brother for Christmas.
Oh, well, there you know.
Well, it's not a secret now, is it?
Well, he'll expect it anyway, so.
How much are you after for it?
£100.
Oh,
that's ridiculous.
That. Well, yeah, no, but it used to belong to Chris Moyles. So,
oh, right, did it?
That's the way I'm looking at it.
In that
and,
case.
And it's, if you look closely, it's still got the original tear marks on it. Anyway, buzz off, let's do this then. 81199 is the number. 81199. Text buzz on if you like the song. Text buzz off if you don't. I may, last second, change my mind.
Controversial.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Was the first choice rubbish?
Well, no. It's great. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's just go for it. No, that's wrong.
Oh, dear.
Rubbish. Rubbish. Where is it then? Okay, here it is. La, 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 la. Cue up. Come on.
That DVD sounds brilliant.
Shut up. Oh. Cue up.
This is rubbish.
It's not queuing up. It's not my fault.
It's a farce.
Let's throw a six to start CD players. Come on. Oh, checked in everything.
Dave Buzz.
No, we haven't started yet. Oh, it's Rachel.
I can play a news jingle if you want.
Let me try it in the...
Okay, then.
Ready?
Yeah.
One.
What are you doing?
Cleaning it.
Don't click. Put it back in.
It's filthy.
It's queuing. I don't give a monkey. So's Bernard Manning.
7:25 on Radio 1.
Have you tried CD3?
No. Do you know what? I'm going to have to choose something else. So
Is it the player or the disc, do you think?
Well, I don't know. It's not happening, is
clearly.
It? Can I just say, by the way, 15 people have texted in, buzz on and buzz off.
It's queued up now.
But I'm going to have to change it now. Right, I'm going to have to change it. This wasn't what I was going to go for, but it's still a great track. And you all have to text buzz on to 81199. You ready?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Let's go. Go with it, go with it.
Everything I do, I do for you.
Right.
Dave Buzz.
No!
Dave
Buzz.
No!
Don Buzz.
No!
A dreadful record.
No, come on!
Truly awful.
Brian May! Sing it!
Well, we wish you wouldn't.
Here we go! Yeah!
We touch, and you're afraid of me, and we burn.
I'm rather than use jingle again.
Now I'm at your feet.
I speak,
but you know you're in safe hands.
You're in safe hands, David C.
In the dark, we make a bright light in one spot.
One spot.
To the horizon wide, we trust. And together, we tame the land.
That's right.
Yeah.
Sing it, Brian.
You'll be forgiven if you think you're dreaming. But we're working every day to make a dream come true.
Don Buzz again.
Rose, shush.
Is it because you're ill?
Yes.
Well, it's tough.
Go on, Brian.
To make a journey through the night sky.
Dave Double Buzz.
You and me. And you know we still got.
There's an advert for Transit Vans.
Do you know what?
It was an advert for Transit Vans.
The three of you ruined that, as far as I'm concerned. Ruined. All right, I'll change it.
They showed how Transit Vans went through puddles.
Change it. You ready?
No.
Here's today's buzz off. Right, change it. They're all classics from 1991.
Dave Buzz.
No, he hasn't done that.
I close my eyes.
I know what's coming.
He hasn't done that.
I close my eyes.
Another dreadful record.
Here we go.
I close my eyes.
You talked over his vocals.
Well, what a shame.
Rachel Buzz.
You've got no taste, none of it.
You've got no taste,
oh,
clearly.
Come on, you're trying to tell me that that's not a great record.
Brian May, Everything I Do.
It's driven by you. When do you ever hear that on the radio anymore?
Well, never, because it's awful.
Well, some would say that.
It's been deleted from everybody's playlist,
other
by
would,
yours.
Other would say it's genius. Okay, here's another one. Oh. Scorpions, Wind of Change.
One of the worst German records ever.
I love the Scorpions. I love Wind of Change.
Rachel Buzz.
And Dave Buzz.
Don Buzz.
Is this the worst hits of 1991 by any chance?
No.
Is it disc two?
It's got Amy Grant, Baby Baby on.
Oh, well, in that case. What were we thinking?
Oi, you don't know just how good that sounds. 7:28, Radio 1, good morning. Oh, you got to love this. She loves Jesus, we love her.
Baby, baby, I'm taken with the notion.
Great record. You two blur and wonder stuff, but I thought I thought this would go down better. Anyway, there you go. The thing is, because Rachel was so disrespectful about Brian May, I've now played all those other songs, and she has to write down all the details of every one.
They're already done.
Do you remember we went to a concert once, and we got sat next to...
Amy Grant?
No, Brian May and Anita Dobson, and we couldn't see a thing. It was just like a wall of hair in front of us at Royal Albert Hall.
What was that for?
You were with me. We had restricted views,
What was that for?
It was some concert we went to there, and the two of them were like the hair bear bunch in front of us. Never seen so much hair. Always think of him.
You always think of Brian May?
That wasn't what I meant to say.
You wake up in the morning and go, Brian May, Brian May. Sitting there, you know, watching the first 10 minutes of Wimbledon, your wife goes, what are you thinking? Brian May, Brian May.
He might have been there, you know.
I wonder if Brian takes two bottles into the shower.
He needs about six bottles with that hair.
Oh, anyway, there you go. Well, people buzzed off all my tracks, so stuff you all. No taste, that's what you got, no taste. I'll play some decent stuff, all right?
When?
In a minute. Heavy D and the Boys coming up next.
BBC Radio 1.
Newsbeat. Okay, I'll play some proper stuff. We'll play the UK's number one, we'll play the Eric Prydz record, and we've got Liberty X coming up. Although, to be honest, I've got Kathy Dennis, Touch Me All Night Long here, if you want.
Maybe good pop some record.
K-Class Rhythm is a Mystery.
Good record.
If you'd like K-Class Rhythm is a Mystery, can you just text Yes Please to 81199 and we'll drop that awful Liberty X record. Yes Please to 81199. Thank you very much. Let's get some news from Dominic. It's 7:31.
And our main story this morning, the family of the British hostage held in...
What in the discus?
And the weather, mainly fine in the south, but showers and windy further north.
What?
Further north.
I would like to hear that all again.
Okay. One road travel. Windy motorway Tuesday is back. It's the M2 in Kent. Strong winds are causing a few delays on Medway Bridge. That's between the A228 Cuxton Road Junction and the A229 Bluebell Hill Junction. One road travel. On Radio 1. 7:35.
Bluebell's the name of the donkey and Ivor the engine, I believe.
Was it?
I think so, yeah.
Also, the Bluebell's in Young at Heart.
Yeah.
That's right, that's right. Also, Dave's got a video, Blue Bells, which...
That was yours.
It wasn't mine.
It was?
It was not.
You got it on mail order.
It was not. Was not mine.
It's not just a junction.
What? Pardon?
What?
That,
that's
that wasn't
right.
In the film.
Bluebell Hill isn't just a junction, as we've established.
No, no. We've got loads of great videos in our collection.
Mm-hmm.
That are parodies of big, well-known movies. And already, they've done a Wimbledon one. I can't believe it.
I know exactly what you're going to say.
I know you do.
I do.
Seriously. And I star in that, too. It's brilliant. I'll lend you a copy.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think of the title.
There's one on my desk.
Okay.
There's a DVD on my desk. Wimbledon. Go and have a look.
Okay.
Really good. The football season's back again. Chris still loves Leeds United. Got Michael Ricketts, Brian Dean, and boy, is he excited. If they keep selling players, maybe Chris will have his day. He'll bring his boots to every game and may just get to play. It's going to go right up to the charts. The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1. 7:37,
new balls.
Lots of people wanted us to play K-Class, Rhythm is a Mystery.
So why are you playing this then?
Instead of Liberty X. So find out who wins. Is it myself or is it Rachel in the miserable music department?
You can't play that record. It might be popular. You want to play Liberty X? Be predictable.
Rachel prefers this to Liberty X. Told you. You won't say that on the air. I said I will. You won't say that. Don't say that on the air, will you? See, now, I want the listeners... I don't want the listeners to be against Rachel. She has a job to do. I prefer this to Liberty X. Don't say that on the air now, will you? I'll be the first thing I say when I go back in. No, you won't say that. I will. No, don't like this battle we have between us and the music department. It's that it's not. It's between me and the music department, but I leave at 10:05 and you've got to deal with it. It's great.
Rachel, did you play popular records this morning? Come and see me. In my desk area office.
They don't listen anyway. They've got heart on. There's no Candy Staten, Young Hearts Run Free for them, like in the morning. It's 7:44. Hello, I'm Chris. Hi.
Hi.
Making friends across the BBC. The audience love that. I mean, look at the text. I love it.
Got a big response, actually.
And for those of you who'd like to hear Liberty X just a little, I promised Rachel I will try and play it before 8 o'clock. And if you believe that one... You're not sold on this yet, though, are you? This
no.
One? Marilyn Manson, Depeche Mode classic, Personal Jesus. BBC Radio 1. I think it's ace.
I just think it's exactly the same as the original and therefore a bit of a lazy cover. That's my only thing, because he hasn't actually brought anything new to it.
Speaking of covers, I meant to play, for those of you who hear the whole show, especially Tedious Link, when we do the half-time bit of the show after Tedious Link, I've brought in the CD that I forgot to bring in yesterday. Oh, I've got to ring the place about them. Anyway, so...
Oh, yeah, it's gone 7:30,
yeah,
isn't it?
So I forgot to bring it in yesterday, but I brought it in today. And it's a brilliant track. But I think it might divide people.
It is very good. This is a thing that you stole, wasn't it?
No, I didn't steal
it. You did
steal it. I didn't steal it.
Wasn't yours to
take. It's being released anyway. Soon. So there you go. it's from an album which is coming out in October, and I'll play a track from it, and the half-time bit.
Just before the Kill Bill music?
Actually, halfway through, well, In the break of the Kill Bill music.
Yeah, right.
Right, yes, right.
Yeah, I'm with you.
It's 7:48. We have to, we can't do any much talking in this half hour because I promised Rachel I'm going to try to get in Liberty X before 8 o'clock. Just a little... That'll do, really, won't it?
What, just a little bit of just a little bit?
Yeah. Oh, we could do that, can't we?
That's a nice feature.
Ding, ding. Right, that'll do. Here's ding, the news. Last night we had the our two winners take the penalty shootout at Old Trafford. One Liverpool fan, one Man United fan. It was Richard and James, respectively, or something. Anyway, I don't know how they got on. Do you know yet? I don't know.
I don't know what the results of the shootout were, no.
We'll find out. We have commentary from that shootout later, plus details of... I was going to see the Wimbledon premiere last night, my movie, and all this, also other great stuff. Okay, here's Liberty X.
Big Weekend on Radio 1.
Relive all the action from...
Dave and I are suffering today from man flu.
It's a serious bout of it.
And we're moaning about it because we're men, that's our job. Jocelyn, who's like the... she's like the girl at the Police Academy movies. What's her name again?
I don't know, I was trying to think about that.
But Joss, I said earlier, obviously Joss is just as ill as we are, but she's not moaning because she's a girl. We're moaning because we're men. However, she's got a right ill face on her this morning.
Has she?
Yeah. She just walks in.
She's not suffering like us, though. Women don't get it as bad as men.
Well, there you go.
Fact.
Well, it's true. But look at her. She's there. Answering the phones. What do you want? Bye.
Is the chemist open yet?
I don't think so. apparently 10 o'clock it opens. 9 o'clock. Right. Joss just held up all her fingers. 10 o'clock?
9 of them?
No.
10 of them.
Anyway, so there you go. Don't worry, we'll get a...
I'll get some man flu remedy at 9 o'clock.
I need a remedy!
Black Crowes. Now that's a great record.
Black Crowes, Rachel. Let's get some Black Crowes in the place.
Hi, kids.
I need a remedy! Hey, no, the Black Crowes... The kids love the Black Crowes.
Do they?
Yeah, man. Anyway. One. Wimbledon premiere last night. Went down a storm. Dave walked down the green carpet, as it was, because it was like the turf of Wimbledon. And went in, sat down, watched 10 minutes of the film, got up, went to the pub around the corner, watched the Man U Liverpool game.
It's just a shame that it clashed with the Monday night match.
Yeah, wasn't it? Yeah. If it had been tonight, it would have been Yeovil Bolton.
I could have missed that.
Yeah. Anyway, so obviously, as a star of the show, I had to take part in the old rat run and being interviewed by all the big shows and the right stuff. Morning, Matthew. And then we did a press conference. I've got highlights of it if you want to hear.
Have you?
Yeah, if you want to hear how I got on.
Yes, please.
Yeah? You want to hear that?
Yeah.
Okay, this is the press conference from last night from the premiere of my movie.
Hi, Chris. Julie from What Caravan magazine. So I wanted to know how exactly you got into character for your role.
Well, Julie, was it? I play myself, so it wasn't really that difficult. I just spoke.
Hi, Chris. It's James from Wired here. I just wondered whether you had to do any particular dietary training to get into the role.
I find that quite a rude, impertinent question, actually. I think it's glaringly obvious by the sound of my voice that I'd been in training for a while and had lost a lot of weight and got quite buff for it. So that's a stupid question. Now, another question, please.
Hi, Chris. This is Paul from Ireland AM. I'm wondering, how long did you take in training? I know the rest of the actors took 4 months.
I took 5 months. 5 months, because I wanted to put in that extra month worth of work rather than the others. Next.
Hi, Chris. It's Tamsin from London Tonight here.
Hi, Tamsin.
I was just interested in how much sort of intense tennis training you had to do to get into the role.
I don't know if you've seen the film. I don't play tennis in it. I leave that to the main characters who are the tennis players. I didn't do any tennis for the radio work. No. Although I am very good, and if you'd ever like a round with me, a game.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. That's all the questions.
Thank you. Goodbye. Bye bye.
That's all the questions for Chris Moores. Thank you.
No more. That's Will on the end there. You may have noticed.
Was he organising things?
Yeah. Well, yeah. He's choreographing the whole event. He's our choreographer, by the way, Will. We never told this on there yesterday. He devised the dance routine for Mold, you're looking stained.
I just like the fact
seriously, so gay.
He has no choreography experience whatsoever, but he did a very good job.
Yeah. Oh, I promised Rachel, didn't I, that I'd try and get a Liberty X in just a little bit.
Go on, you got time now.
There you go, just played it there. Special version. Thank you. Tick the box. Right, so highlights of the big penalty shootout from the Man U in Liverpool yesterday. 7:57. Can I play it? You ready? Go!
Is it just
oh, no, it didn't work already. I'm trying to mix it in. You ready? Here we go.
Is it just
see that? I'm mixing, Dave.
Is it just
do you like that?
Yeah, why don't you just play the proper one?
Right, I will do.
Is it just I'm cool?
Hang on. Scott Mills does it in the afternoon every day.
Is it?
Right, ready. Go.
Is it?
No, right. Got it, I've got it now, Got it. Ready? Here we go.
Is it cause I'm cool? Why you dress like me? Is it honesty? Are you
brilliant.
Just
it's working
fool?
Now.
Is it cause
it's
I'm
horrible.
Cool?
It's working.
Why the school kids
it's out of time. It's not out of time. Stop.
Wrong again. Is it cause I'm cool? Take a
how's that?
Up,
what?
It just sounds like a mess.
What?
It just sounds a mess.
No, it sounds fine. It sounds fine.
Is it cause I'm cool?
Here we go.
Is it cause I'm...
Yeah. Mixing, man, I'm mixing. Go.
Is it...
What's going on?
Is it cause I'm cool? Why you
now I don't know what to play.
What are you doing?
I don't know. I was, they both just stopped.
Just put on one or the other.
Is it cause I'm cool?
Well, it's a minute to the news now, isn't it?
What, are you just going to waffle?
Well, I have done for the last 7 years. They'll be fine. No one will know. We'll do a little trail for weekdays, then we'll do the news, and then we'll come back. What I'll do is I'll play Moose T and Liberty X on top of everything we've got in the next half hour, Rachel.
Yeah, right.
And I want to play Bass Heads. Is there anybody out there?
Radio 1.
Chris
Moore.
Okay.
Radio 1.
So coming up, we got Josh Stone and Puddle of Mud to play, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I might swap that for Moose T and Liberty X.
I thought you were going to abandon that idea.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to try and mix the pairing together.
Well, you can't do that.
Yes, I can.
You've proved.
Sure, yes, I can. First of all, let's get news and sport from Dominic and Juliet at 10 o'clock.
A plea for Tony Blair to help save a British hostage.
And it looks like Gerard's out for 2 months.
BBC Radio 1.
Newsbeat.
The family of Kenneth Bigley. And the weather, mainly fine in the south, but showers and windy further north. Radio 1 Newsbeat, it's now 3 minutes past eight.
Yesterday we got a text message into the show, as we often do, saying this is the worst show you guys have ever done. Which I thought was a bit rude.
And wrong.
This show is rubbish today. It's possibly the worst show you've ever done. It's just embarrassing. Something like that, anyway. So, I got Alan to call him.
Hello?
Hello, is this...
Yeah, speaking.
Hi, it's Alan here from the Chris Miles Show.
Yellow belly.
Is that it?
Yeah, well, we wanted to know how we could improve it for him to make him a lot happier. So we got him to call him again. And he bottled out of answering the phone. So we left a message.
Your call is being transferred.
Thank you.
Please leave your message after
the tone.
Sorry you couldn't take the call. I was just calling to find out what was wrong with the show and see what we could do to improve it for you.
Yeah.
I hope you have a good day. Thanks a lot. Bye.
There you go. And he never called us back. What a shame. You know, we wanted to know what he thought of the show. Hello? Hi, it's Alan from Chris Moore's show. Not talking to him. To be fair, though, he probably wasn't scared about, you know, dealing with the show. It's just Alan, I would imagine.
I would have put the phone down on Alan.
Do you know what I mean? The phone goes at 7:30 in the morning. Alan? Oh, no, thanks very much. Right, so, we got the Man U Liverpool game from last night. We had a competition the other week. We had a one Man U fan, one Liverpool fan go up and take a penalty at half-time. Was it three penalties? Was that what they did, or was it one?
Three penalties each.
Okay, there you go. And we have the audio of that coming up later on this morning. And also, we have... the winner of Secret Student. That's right. Do you want to know who it is?
Yeah.
It's a secret,
idiot.
Dominic.
Dom!
Oh, I see.
You see that?
Mm.
So you'll never find... Well, you will find their name out eventually, but for the moment, it will be a secret. Right?
Right.
Good. And also, coming up in this half hour, hopefully some Liberty X.
Great! Chris Miles writes these jingles when he's sitting in his home, while Sophie's watching TV, chatting on the phone. She asked if he could write a jingle that mentioned her name. He said they sung it once, but they would not sing it again. The Chris Miles Show, National Radio 1.
You have me, you lost me, you wasted, you caused me. I don't want you here messing with my mind.
This is Janet Jackson, and whenever I'm in the UK, I listen to Chris Miles, Save You Really Want. And I'm in the band Puddle of Mud. Random.
I thought that was a nice touch.
Yeah.
But we didn't have a drop from the Puddle of Mud people, did we?
So I decided to use Janet Jackson instead.
Janet Jackson? Who's Janet Jackson?
That's because I'm coming down with a cold.
You're thinking of Glenda Jackson.
Right on. Or Gordon Jackson, who was in The Professionals.
Yeah. Moving on.
This is Secret Student.
Yes. It's 14 minutes past 8. Good morning. So the idea is we want to be on The Breakfast Show for, like, 5 years minimum. And it's perfect, then, to adopt a student for the show. But just to make it a little bit more exciting for the first few weeks, we're not going to tell you who that student is. We'll talk to them. We'll find out lots about their day-to-day life. But you won't know who they are, where they're at uni, what they're studying, at all. Because then, you know, it just makes it a bit more interesting.
Their identity will be a closely guarded secret.
That's right. It will be. And we're going to find out who today's... Well, who the secret student is.
Mm.
It was a close call, but we have opted for... From... Hey! You can't say the name, can you?
You've got to be very vague, really, with
very
this whole
vague.
Thing, haven't you?
Good morning, secret student.
Good morning, Chris.
Hey!
Yay! Congratulations.
Okay. Thanks very much.
I can reveal it's a man.
It kind of gives it away, doesn't it?
It gives it away a little bit. So there'll be people listening to this now going,
that's 50% of the population, isn't it?
Well, yeah, there'll be people going, that's Mark. That's Tony. Is that Tony?
Sounds like Ted.
Is he putting a voice on? Is that Wayne? I don't
know.
Is that Sarah? You know, that kind of thing. So how are you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling a bit rough, to tell you the truth. I'm a little bit hungover.
Out last night?
Yes, I was, yeah.
Are you watching the football?
No, I don't support either of the teams, so I didn't watch it, no.
Right, you could have come to the Wimbledon premiere.
Sorry?
You could have come to the premiere of my movie, Wimbledon.
All right, I wasn't aware you were in a movie, I'm
right,
sorry.
Thanks, that's okay, avid listener.
I'm sure I'll be on the university campus, though, soon.
Yes.
You'll be able to rent it soon, I would imagine.
Yeah.
So, let me ask you this then. Are you more nervous about starting uni, or are you more nervous about being a secret student?
Well, at the moment, I am very nervous about being on the radio.
Oh.
I'm not too nervous about university, because I don't have to meet my tutor for another 2 hours.
So right, okay.
I can wait.
Is it true you missed your first session yesterday?
Yes, it is.
Good start.
I'm quite embarrassed about that. So.
Well, just...
I saw the Freshers' Fair, and I was too excited by it, so I kind of forgot about my tutor.
Ah, see, there's a clue there. There's been celebrations to start off the new term. So that narrows it down.
Are there.
That narrows it down to every uni in the land.
It does, yeah.
So are you moving into halls then?
Yeah, I'm actually in halls at the moment.
Okay, are you sharing? Do you have your own room, or are you sharing?
I do have my own room, but I have four other flatmates, so you can probably all hear this conversation, because it's kind of like paper thin walls.
Right.
So what? It's a flat. Inside the halls, is it?
Yeah. Oh, right. I live in a block of six flats, and there's five people in each flat.
The great fun bit for you is you just deny it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I will do.
Okay. And that's the way to do it.
And just pretend you're my mum.
If that makes it easier for you, secret student. Yeah. You can call me your mum, yes.
All right, well, I'll just say that my mum takes a very active interest in my social life.
That's right, yeah. She calls you every morning at 8:15.
Yeah.
So, do you have friends already there? Have you gone there with a few pals, or...?
Well, there is a rival university across town where I have two friends, but I don't know anyone at this university, no.
Ooh. So. Do you know the interesting thing about this is that I have no idea where you are.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
I don't tell us, obviously.
Yeah, I know bits about you, but that's about it.
Okay.
Okay, fine. How many courses are you doing?
I'm just doing the one course.
Right, that's lazy.
But it involves three different subjects.
Oh, okay. Mm,
another clue there.
Mm. Yeah.
Singing, dancing.
And
arithmetic.
Yeah.
And theatre. That's really nice. And you have some optional societies to choose from.
Yes, I do indeed, yeah.
I'd like to choose one.
Okay.
If you're up for that.
Yeah,
And I won't say on the air which one it is, though. I might just choose it and then let you know.
Okay, then, yeah.
But I like the one which is just above films and underneath rugby.
Right, okay.
I also like, can I suggest one?
Yeah.
I like the one that's in between Tai Chi and chocolate.
I thought you were going to say the one between chocolate and cocktails.
Oh, well, you could do that as well.
Let's have a look at the ones that you are interested in, because there are ticked ones here. Maybe. There is one which you seem interested in, which is art history appreciation, and you're interested in that because you think there'll be fit girls there.
Well, I spoke to the girls on the stand yesterday, and they told me they were looking for male members because it was all good-looking, posh, rich girls, and no men, so...
Right.
I could fill the void for them.
Well, indeed.
I like that. Art history... I studied art history appreciation. Yeah, how did he get on? Well, I had about five of them. But you know what I mean?
And they appreciated it.
Oh, hey, I'm sorry, I shouldn't be speaking like this as your mother, really, should I?
You shouldn't
know. All right, so...
Been a bad example.
As secret student, then, obviously, you know, and so today probably people will start saying, we heard you on the air, just go, what do you mean you heard me on the air? What are you on about?
Yeah, well, there must be at least 10 other people in the country that sound like me, wasn't there?
Mm. You just got to be very vague and like, something of an enigma.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to ask you 5 questions.
Okay.
Okay, and you can you can lie to all of them, or none of them, or a few of them. You can, it's up to you.
All right, then.
Okay, just to throw people off the scent.
Yeah,
right?
Okay.
Okay, how old are you?
I'm 19.
19.
Yeah.
What's your marital status?
None at the moment.
None?
Right,
so single.
Single, we put for that.
Word, yeah. Where were you born?
I was born in England.
Hmm. Interesting. Do we get any more than that? You don't have to.
Well, I don't want to give it away too early.
What is your hair colour?
I have currently a Dominic Byrne haircut.
Ah, you're bald?
Yes.
Lovely. And do you drive a car?
I can drive, but not very well.
Okay, fine. So that I'd tell you...
You're a licence holder.
He doesn't have a car.
Yeah, I hold a licence and I have a car, but I didn't bring it here.
Okay.
I don't think it was worth it, really.
All right, so run me through roughly what you're doing today and what you're doing tonight without giving too much away.
Well, I have to go meet my tutor.
Which you meant to do yesterday, but you missed it.
Yeah. And
is that a one-on-one?
I have no idea, to be honest.
Okay, good.
So I'll see when I get there, and hopefully she won't be too upset about me missing the whole...
Ah, it's a girl! Oh, it's a lady! Yeah. It's a lady tutor!
So, at least I can charm her if all else fails.
Okay, or is it a lady tutor? Is he...
He might be double bluffing us.
Yeah.
So you're doing that, and then that's it for the day?
Well, I was thinking about going back to the Freshers' Fair and getting a few more free stuff.
Right.
Because they were giving a lot of nice stuff away.
Okay.
And then just come back, visit the local bar in the afternoon, see what's going on.
Nice.
And then get myself a ticket for some, I think it's a fancy dress disco tonight, but I'm not going to reveal what type.
Oh, it's a fancy dress disco?
Yes,
that
it
one,
is, yeah.
That will narrow it down as well?
Yeah.
Okay, is there anything, as secret student, that I can help you with? Is there anything you need? Because looking at your notes, you haven't bought a CD in a long time.
Well, no, I tend just to kind of raid other people's CD collections.
Well, if you want, here's a story. I can provide you with any one of the following. CDs, pens and paper, clothes or pizza vouchers.
Oh, no, you see, I could take one for the team and get pizza vouchers for my whole flat.
Yeah.
Or I could be selfish and go with the clothes, shouldn't I?
Mm-hmm.
Could I get back to you on that one?
Sure, absolutely. Not a problem.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, well, look, we'll have a good day today.
All right, thank you very much. We'll
check in with you tomorrow to find out if indeed you did go to the Fancy Dress Disco, which sounds, by the way, like hell.
Well, I'm thinking it might be, but then again, it could be really good.
Really?
But there's no way it could be worse than last night, so...
You have to be dressed as somebody who appreciates art history.
No, it's not that defined. However,
All right, then.
Last night was one of those ones where you had to be incredibly intoxicated to enjoy it.
So. Oh, really?
Yeah.
But Dave felt like that. That was a Wimbledon premiere, but he walked out and watched the football instead. All right, well, listen, secret student, have a lovely morning. Enjoy your session with your new lady tutor.
I will do.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow, and let us know if you managed to put anybody off the scent if they've asked you today.
Okay, I will do. I'll keep my eyes peeled.
There you go.
All right, thank you very much for your call.
You can go back. thank you very much for your call. you can go back to bed now, son.
All right, thanks for that.
And then, I find that quite disturbing.
but couldn't we be more like a special uncle?
Well, you can be whatever you want to be, can't you?
And mum, you can be special uncle.
Okay.
If you're going to be sending me free stuff, though, you should really be my sugar daddy, shouldn't you?
A sugar daddy?
Yeah. Well, Rachel will be your sugar mummy.
Okay, that's fine by me.
My two dads.
Or we could be like the TV series, my two dads.
Well,
I'd be the cool one who did the paintings.
Yeah,
Greg Evigan, his name was.
But has he ever done any other work?
Yes, he also starred in When Insects Attack.
thank you, secret student.
Thank you very much.
Goodbye.
See you later. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Can I just say, by the way, how many people are absolutely convinced they know who he is?
Mm.
Yeah, I know who he is. Yes, I know who he is. His name is Mark, and he's in Leeds. Next text message. That is definitely Terry in Bristol. Next one. That is definitely Sean in Newcastle. He's our secret student, and we'll talk to him more tomorrow. It's 8:25. Would you like to hear another highlight of the One Big Weekend, or are you completely bored of it?
No, I'd like to hear another highlight, please.
You really would?
Hmm.
Okay. It's the GLC. Did you hear the story about them? You know when Joe White introduced them, they refused to come on stage.
Yeah, and then they came on stage and they picked her up and they spun her around. Yeah. But sadly, we missed all this because we were in the signing tent at the time.
Yeah.
So it'd be nice to hear a highlight now.
I think somebody's rumbled the secret student already.
Really?
Yeah. Is it Darren Osborne from Hollyoaks? It sounds exactly like him. Damn, how did you know?
What it is, the gun is the tool. The mind is the weapon. The gun is the tool. The mind is the weapon. Gold in the chain, Mr. Lawrence.
Guns don't kill people. Rappers do. Ask any politician and they tell you it's true. It's a fact. Music makes you blind. Like Michael Jackson telling little Timmy to be silent. You don't believe me? Here's my height. Offer me the record and I'll show you the type of criminal. This rap game is breathing. It's a fact that MC Hammer left me bleeding. When they don't always made my mama say, if I suffer you be funny, then I would have been in luck. But I didn't, I got it wrong. Cypress Coffee told me to make a coffee bomb. But I stacked it, I'm bold and of a tin. The power boy snap made my front part take. So remember kids, to the head double tap. Guns don't kill people, it's just rap.
Guns don't kill people, rappers do. I seen it in a documentary on BBC Two. Shot the never so long about you. Guns blazing like Michael Caine in Zulu. Government statistics and some bones misleading. The type of criminal rap is breathing. Shot in the chest, no wonder you're stopping breathing. For the beats over how you receive it. Remember rap tracks in 87. Scott LaRock's up, baby, of heaven. Biggie and Tupac and I.T. Even Jam Master J's in the 7-11. Guns don't kill people, rappers do. Don't kill people, it's just rap.
B&Q, the Bristol Zoo. I wanna laugh, I wanna rhyme. Heard it in the song, now I'm in the gun time. It's a sign of the times, like Prince changing his name. Gotta have a shooter, to be in the rap game. I'm Michael Ryan, about to snap. Guns don't kill people, it's just whack. Guns don't kill people, rappers do. Something like me. Guns don't kill people, rappers do. Something like me. Right, let me hear you say guns. Let me hear you say
rappers.
Come on, let me hear you say
guns.
One time,
rappers.
In the air when you're shouting
guns.
In the air when you're shouting
rappers.
One time for Mr. Lover
guns.
Say this, you know say
rappers.
GLC. Say what to stitch.
It's a secret student called James from Preston. Is he in Nottingham? Is he at Stafford Uni? I think he's in Bristol. He's in Sheffield. He's at Manchester Uni. Is he at Canterbury? He's at Leeds Met. And blah, 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 blah. Sheffield and loads of others. And everybody's convinced they know who he is already. And they're all wrong. But the majority of people saying he sounds like Stuart off a Big Brother. So if you hear some annoying, irritating northeast girl in the background going, chicken, then you've probably got it.
BBC Radio 1. Newsbeat.
Coming up, we're going to talk more about our personal jingles in a second. Plus, we're going to play music from Eve and Gwen Stefani, Robbie Williams, and maybe some Megadeth. All coming up. Let's get some Iron Maiden, something like that. Let's get some or the Steps.
Yep.
Let's get, the choice is ours today.
It's endless, the choice.
Yeah. What would you like? What do you fancy?
Steps. I don't know.
Okay. Maybe not then. Let's get some news from Dominic. It's 8:30.
And our main story this morning. The family of the British hostage held in Iraq has asked Tony Blair to step in and save him. 8:34 now.
So we are going to make some personalised jingles for... Sorry, personalised bits of audio imaging for listeners to the show. You listen daily at this time. So every day next week after the news at 8:30, about this time, we'll play a jingle about one of we'll play some audio imaging. Sandy makes him doesn't like being God calling them jingles. Audio
imaging. He thinks it cheapens the brand.
Audio imaging, Dominic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
AI.
So we've got one about you.
Me?
And Juliet.
Yes, that's true.
Is there one that mentions you?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Don't think so.
No. Okay, okay.
I like soul and funk, of course.
That's right.
And I'm only happy when I'm drunk.
You should have heard the outtake of that one, Jules. So we're asking you to go online to Radio 1
online.
And you can follow the link from there for the Chris Morris pages. Or you can call us for the next 10 minutes and give us some information about yourself. Now, before you call up, if you want to see your own jingle, which mentions you, you got to give us some info about yourself. Here's an example, right? Lynn from London. She's quite tall and quite funny. She's from Scotland. She used to work as a holiday rep in Ibiza and looks like a fat version of Martine McCutcheon. Now, that's stuff that I can work on, but McCutcheon doesn't rhyme with Ibiza, so give me a bit more. She likes going drinking with her mates Kirsty and Wee Lynn. And she's a Celtic fan, even though half her friends support Rangers. I'm not going to get into that one. And she loves Mark Viduka. Sorry, she loves Mark Vodka. So, I could write a jingle about that, see?
There's loads to work on there, isn't there?
Yeah. Viduka's a great word to rhyme with.
Mm.
She goes out with her mates. She never plays snooker. She supports Celtic. And likes Mark Viduka. You see?
She likes to go swimming. She's never had a verruca. And in that respect, she has something in common with Australian Mark Viduka.
Yeah, really, really scams that. Yeah. It really flows. So 08700 100 100 08700 100 100 for 10 minutes we'll take phone calls, or any point today go online www.bbc.co.uk/radio1 and click on the Chris Morris pages.
How do you know Mark Viduka's never had a verruca?
Yeah. I don't, I was taking a punt.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think they've got to be fact based.
Let me just call him.
Hello?
Hello, Mark?
Yes?
Have you ever had a verruca?
Yes, I have.
Okay, thank you, bye-bye.
Hello?
Yes, he has had a verruca.
Sound anything like him.
That was just him. If you don't believe me, press redial. Here, I hear. It's ringing.
Hello?
Mark?
Yeah?
Dave doesn't believe it's you. Would you just speak to him?
Of course I would.
Hello, Mark?
Hello?
Have you ever had a verruca?
Yes. Bye-bye.
See, Dave, how much more proof do you need?
That's not very really chatty.
Personalised jingles start on Monday, thank you.
We're gonna sing a little song, it could mention your name. So register today and bring yourself some morning fame. Tell us stuff about you and we'll sing a song for you. Then just hope that Chris can write lyrics that fit into this audio imaging.
Oh, yes.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
8:38. Good morning.
Yo. Yo. Drop your glasses. Shake.
Is it growing on you yet?
No. It sounds like I'm being very negative this morning. I don't mean to be.
Don't you want me, baby? Treat it love.
It's just not grown on me. I think it's possibly the weakest thing he's done.
We started a campaign yesterday to keep Robbie off our show. He's desperate to come on our show, obviously, because me and him are great pals. And but I said, Robert, no. And Joe Wiley's also on the campaign as well. He's coming over to the UK to promote everything, and I'm quite happy to promote his stuff for him. I know he's got the single coming out. He's got the book out in the shops now. But no, Rob. He's desperate to be on the show, but I've got to stand firm and say no.
I'm happy for him never to appear on the show.
Really?
Hmm.
Well, that sounds harsh. That sounds nasty. All it is I think he should give other shows a chance and do the other shows. That's all it is.
Hmm.
You're just not, because he never came to see us at Nebworth.
Yeah, I think that was rude.
He was busy.
He wasn't busy.
He had a show.
We were there promoting his gig, and his head was so up his arse, he couldn't come out.
Ooh, Rachel's not happy with that. Ooh, dear. He's not coming on the show now, then, is he? It's a bit harsh, Dave. Hey? Rachel, do you think that's a bit harsh?
Yes.
We wanted 10 minutes with him at Nebworth promoting his gig, and he didn't come on the show.
Rachel's shaking her head. God, don't say that. Don't say that. Don't say that.
Dave, you're obviously ill today.
Hmm?
He's ill every day. Are you sick, Dave?
You're not in the house sick, are you, one of them?
Anyway, there you go. 8:47. Robbie Williams of Radio. Go out and buy it. Unless you're Dave, of course. Because you've got a promo copy.
I have.
So we did a big spot the ball competition in the week. And it's the Man U Liverpool game from last night at Old Trafford. One Man U fan, one Liverpool fan. Tickets for the game. And then you go on the pitch at half-time. Penalty shootout, best of three. Well, three each, if you know what I mean, no. So, our Man U fan was James, and our Liverpool fan was Richard. Now, obviously, we wanted to see if we could get commentary from the game. So we put a call into 5Live. They weren't interested. I thought Alan Green might do it, because I thought it'd be great. A nice little biased commentary from Alan Green. Here he comes. Good looking Liverpool lad. Really hope he does really well. And there's some Man U fella next to him. Right, here we go. Do you know, it would have been
Alan
great.
Green's impartial in those situations.
Oh, well, of course, yeah. Unless Liverpool are playing. And anyway, so whether the message got through to them or not, I don't know. But the word came back in capital letters with an exclamation mark underneath at the end of it. No. So we thought, well, hang on, there's going to be Manchester people there and Liverpool people there. So we went to Radio Merseyside. And Ian Kennedy, the legend that he is, said... Mm-hmm. Yes, not a problem. So at half-time, normally, when they can go off for a pie and a coffee, he sat there and he commentated just for us, rolled the tape, and then commentary just for us on the Chris Moore Show penalty shootout with Richard, the Liverpool fan, and Man U fan, James. I haven't heard this yet. Genuinely haven't. I don't know what happened. So this is Ian Kennedy from Radio Merseyside doing commentary for us on the penalty shootout. Are you ready?
Yep.
Take it away, Ian.
So here we are, two penalties to be taken here at Old Trafford. After 35,000 emails to Radio 1 and the Spot the Ball competition with Chris Moyles. And first up, it's going to be for Manchester United, James Bradbury. He was our United winner and he now has a chance to score from the penalty spot. Up he comes and it's saved by the goalkeeper. Tips it round the right-hand post. So he'll be disappointed about that. And a chance now for Liverpool now to score from the spot. It's Richard Lewis trying to get the Liverpool fans to shout him on. Here he comes, Richard Lewis, and that's into the back of the net, much to the delight of the Liverpool fans to our right-hand side. And an early advantage then for Richard Lewis for Liverpool. And a second penalty now for James Bradbury, representing Manchester United. Up he comes again, and it's saved again by the goalkeeper and smashes the ball into the back of the net, at least to get the ball in the net, but it won't count. So he's missed two for Manchester United, James Bradbury, and for Liverpool, Richard Lewis takes two strides back, and he's blasted that one over the top of the crossbar. He doesn't seem to be too bothered about that one. And is there going to be a third penalty? Yes, there is. So another chance for Manchester United to put one on the board, having missed his first two, James Bradbury. Can he get one into the net for United? No, he can't. It's saved by the goalkeeper again. And for the third time, Richard Lewis will spot the ball down in the goal away to our right-hand side. Not too much of a run-up. Again, for the second time, he's blasted the ball over the top of the crossbar. And that's the end, I think, of the penalty competition. The two fans there, James Bradbury and Richard Lewis, the two lucky winners, 35,000 emails into Radio 1 for the Spot the Ball competition. And those two lads, James Bradbury and Richard Lewis, I'm sure will remember that, if not the penalties, for the rest of their lives.
Nice one, Ian.
What a star, Ian Kennedy. Thank you.
He's great. He should be on Five Live.
He's great, him.
I like it. He's got a good voice.
I've spoken to him before. He's a top bloke.
We were discussing last night that idiot on Sky. Ian Payne. God. Ah, what a dumbbell he is. It's like that when the football was headed by a mannequin. Anyway, well done. Thank you very much, Ian. That was tops. So, obviously, then, James, right, die-hard Man United fan at Old Trafford. Probably a lot of pressure on you, right?
Yep.
In front of a load of Man U fans as well. And they were all saved. I don't know who was in goal. I don't know if it was Schmeichel or what. But he saved them all. So first of all, we heard from James, the Man U fan.
Morning all, this is James. I'm calling back from Old Trafford, where unfortunately my penalty shootout didn't go quite to plan. Despite getting all three on target, keeper pulled off some world-class saves, saved all three. Probably never play that well again in his whole entire life, but there we go. I think the fact that he was a Leeds fan also had something to do with his motivation for saving them.
Right.
But it was a great night. Met Brian Robson, signed my shirt. I also saw Roy Walker. So thanks again. It was absolutely an amazing experience, something I'll never forget. Right.
Roy Walker?
Does he mean Roy Keane?
Or Roy Carroll?
Or Ray Wilkins?
Roy Walker.
He met Roy Walker.
What was he doing there?
Hey,
we'll have to phone him to find out. Jocelyn Gale.
He's got a friend that lives there.
Well, hang on, Roy Walker's Northern Irish, so he might be Man U.
He might,
fan,
I mean, he could well be. And he lives up in Blackpool,
he could be a Liverpool
he?
Fan.
He's on tour in Blackpool as well, isn't he?
So I think he lives up there.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was James. Commiserations, James, but still, what a great experience. And then Richard, the Liverpool fan, left us this message.
Yeah, it went really great. I'd like to thank everyone at the breakfast show. We had a great night, apart from the result, of course. I took three penalties and missed two, but I scored one of them, which is one better than our poor James. And a big thank you to Old Trafford for their warm welcome. And also tell Dom that I did shout his name on the second and third penalty and missed them both, so cheers for that, mate.
Lucky omen, Dom.
Because we wanted him to shout, this one's for you, Dom, just before he took it. Because you being a Liverpool fan.
Sorry about that.
So so happy with the penalty shootout then, more than the game?
Absolutely, yes. I think football was the real winner there.
It was, wasn't it?
Mm.
Thank you very much to Old Trafford for looking after our winners. And thank you to everyone at Barclays for sorting it out. And your man at Lexus. And everybody
yep, Gareth,
else.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gareth. He's on holiday now, isn't he?
No, he's back now.
What a Gareth. What are you holding up for me?
Trail.
Trail, oh, that's great, thank you. So there you go. I think the next one needs to be Liverpool-Everton, and it needs to be a penalty shootout between Dominic Byrne and Comedy Dave. When's the derby?
Is it February?
Oh, is it?
Hang on.
Well, you'll be gone by then, Dom.
Are you leaving? And where am I going?
Hey? Have you not heard?
No.
Ian Kennedy from Radio Merseyside is coming in to read the news.
Joe Wiley. One. Radio.
We're taking kids in the background on that record. That said, she's got an amazing voice. It's JoJo and Lee. Get out of my party upstairs at McDonald's.
Because she's 13, you know.
Yeah, 13 or some 14 or something. Leave, get out. I don't live with you. I live with my mum.
Call me mum.
Yeah, right, Tedious Link, Dave, are you ready?
Yeah.
How do you get to today's Tedious Link from yesterday's Tedious Link? The brilliant Coldplay in Yellow.
Yellow Submarine was the number one for the Beatles in the summer of 1966, shortly after England won the World Cup. The next World Cup is to be staged by Germany, whose capital is Berlin. Berlin, the band, topped the charts in 1986 with Take My Breath Away from the soundtrack of Top Gun. Top Gun was a film that catapulted Tom Cruise to megastardom and secured him lead roles in future classics such as Cocktail, Rain Man and Days of Thunder.
Wow.
The Days of Thunder soundtrack, Thunder, featured Maria McKee's Show Me Heaven. Heaven rhymes with seven, which is a prime number, as are three and five. Five is the number of gold rings in the well-known Christmas song. Christmas always happens on the same date each year, unlike Easter and Chinese New Year, which both move.
Wow.
The word move is often associated with the word house. Mm. And if you move house, you might celebrate finally getting into your new home by opening a bottle of champagne.
Right.
Which links us to the greatest
Evelyn
song...
Evelyn Champagne King!
Links us to the greatest song ever to feature the word champagne
Evelyn
in the title. It is, of course, Champagne Supernova by Oasis.
And Noel Gallagher's coming in today.
See?
So he might actually be awake to hear it.
He might be. This is for you, Noel.
He probably won't be, though. Let's be honest. He'll be in bed still, won't he? Full version, 7 minutes at the 7.5 minutes.
Spot on.
Right, here we go. Turn your radio up loud now!
Brilliant. I love that.
Like the fact that it's slightly chopped at the end.
Mm.
Idiots. Good work here. Champagne Supernova by the brilliant Oasis. Seamless Link? Who cares?
Yes, it was, but just to clear something up, actually, because there was a lot of text on this subject.
Bonn.
About the capital of Germany, yes. Bonn, for those that think it's the capital of Germany, was the capital, the former capital, rather, of West Germany.
Mm.
Berlin is now the capital of the United Germany, so that's...
Who cares? Great record.
There we go.
And Noel Gallagher is going to be on with Ian Brown, live, performing live with Joe Wiley from 10 this morning. That'd be great. I wouldn't mind seeing that.
Mm.
Wouldn't mind seeing Ian
Two
Brown.
Legends in one room.
One of the perks about this job is you get to see people performing live. And it's great.
It's like when we went down there the other week to see The Thrills with Joe Wiley, and that was absolutely fantastic.
They were great. I've seen Liam live doing Songbird in that live
version
there, yeah. I've seen Kings of Leon in that... Leon. I've seen them in that live lounge there. 9-1-1, Dame Bowers.
We saw 9-1-1 and the Salvation Army Brass Band together for Christmas.
That's right. I stood on the stage.
That was their last ever live lounge performance, I believe. That was a special occasion.
I stood on the stage at One Big Weekend and was on the back, right at the back of the stage, to the side, for most of Groove Armada's set, which was brilliant. I'm going to play a highlight in a moment.
I've heard bits of it. It sounded very good.
But when you listen to it, as you look at the radio, I imagine me being on the right at the back.
Okay, as I look at the radio.
Yes.
Sort of above the right speaker.
Yeah, so when it comes, when you hear it playing, that's where I was.
Okay, that's nice.
Do you think they'll be up yet? What time are they on? Joe Wiley Show. What time are they on with Joe? After 12 o'clock. 12, says, writes Joss. What, to the second? So that means they need to be rehearsing, they need to get in sound check, what, an hour before?
I would think so,
so do,
yeah.
You do you think they're awake?
Joss, maybe.
Where does Ian Brown live? Does Ian Brown live in London?
I don't know, who can say?
He might be listening.
Might be.
All right, chat one nice one, they're talking about me. Ian Brown, by the way, we met him a few years ago. What a lovely bloke. What a top fella. And a bit of a legend. We should play that Fear record. That's a great record. Isn't that a brilliant record?
It is a fantastic record.
Oh, look, Rachel, it's scheduled before 9:30 to play Fear. Go and find it.
Go on, it's upstairs. It's in the second drawer
down. Use the excuse, in the second drawer down, is it? And we'll use it. We'll just use it as promotion for Joe Wiley's show. And I, Ian Brown here, I'd really like to play Fear, F-E-R-A, that track that I did.
F-E-R-A?
F-E-R-A, I'm dyslexic.
That'd be fairer.
Hey, leave it out, will you? Hey? Oh, I'm a legend, mate. I used to be in the Rolling Stones.
F-E-R-A?
R-A? None of that, right. Anyway, got Gol Nalala on the show. Gonna be doing the song together. With that woe Charlie. Anyway, you know what I'm on about now? They won't let us watch now, will they?
No chance.
Hey, Dave, fancy coming down and watching me sing? Anyway, right, sorry, where were we? Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's half time, isn't it?
It's half time of the show. It's the bit where Dave likes to say,
let's get ready to
She came from Greece. She had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have a rum and Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And in 30 seconds' time, she said, I want to live like common people. I want to do whatever common people do. I want to sleep with common people. I want to sleep with common people like you. Well, what else could I do? I said, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start it somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you've got no money. She just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah? Well, I can't see anyone else smiling in here.
Are you sure?
You want to live like common people? You want to see whatever common people see? You want to sleep with common people? You want to sleep with common people like me? But she didn't understand.
She just smiled and held my hand. Rent a flat to barber shop. Cut your hair and get a job. Smoke some flats and play some pool. Pretend you never went to school. But still you'll never get it right. When you're lying in bed at night, watching roaches climb their wall. If you called your dad, he could stop it all here.
You'll never live like common people. You'll never do whatever common people do. You'll never fail like common people. You'll never watch your life slide out of you and dance and drink and screw. Cause there's nothing
else to do.
Because
there's nothing else to do.
That's all I've got.
It's enough, though.
Not enough. I think that is great. I'm not going to say what it is, who it is, but I think that is great.
How come that's all you've got?
Huh?
How come that's all you've got? Why does it end so quickly?
It's a sampler. That's what it is.
Oh, I see.
It's a sampler, right?
Mm.
On the text message, who is this? Next one's got who it is and says, must die. Gosh. Chris Genius from Mike in Penrith. Graham Cox in Scunny. Morning, Graham. Tune into the show. Oh, rubbish. There you go. I like that. I think that's superb.
It's good, isn't it?
So, lots of... Ian Brown has got loads of houses.
Apparently, he either lives in Rhyl or possibly Lym.
Or Warrington.
Well, Lym's just up the road.
Oh, is it?
Warrington,
okay,
yeah.
Then. And many people saying they would like to hear F-E-R-A.
Ferra. I love that Ferra track, yeah. Mate.
I can't see Ian Brown living in Rhyl, personally. Yeah, I live next door to a Sun Centre that's got a wave machine.
I think it's more likely to be Lym, actually.
Than Rhyl?
Yeah.
He might live in Rhyl.
He might do. It's a Rhyl, lovely place.
Rhyl's very nice, actually.
We played there, didn't we?
Exactly.
All them years ago. What are you laughing at, Rachel?
That's where we met
Sean Ryder.
Yeah. And we went for a couple of pints afterwards, didn't we?
With the legend that is Sean Ryder.
Yeah, and he met my mum and my Auntie Margaret.
He did. Was your Uncle Jim there as well?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thought so.
Hello, Auntie Margaret, how are you? She said, God, you sound like Ian Brown.
Sort of generic,
I do, I know that, yeah.
Generic Manc accent.
How are you? Sean Ryder's a legend. If anyone knows Sean, will you just tell him today that I said on the radio when he's a legend? I know he won't be listening. He's a legend, Sean Ryder. Absolute legend. And a top bloke. Do you know, I love the fact that I've met Sean Ryder. I love the fact that Sean Ryder came to one of our radio and road shows to meet us.
He hung about backstage afterwards.
Do you not know this story?
No.
When we came out, right, we played Rhyl and it was pouring with rain and we're there in our Macs and everything.
We played Rhyl.
We did play Rhyl. We rocked Rhyl. And as we came out, who was it? So whoever was producing at the time said, oh, there's someone...
Ben.
We said, oh, there's someone here for you. And we're like, Chris is like, well, we need to get over the road to the pub. And it turns out it was Sean Ryder who was waiting at the side of the stage with his kids.
Wow.
Because he wanted to meet Chris.
See?
So we took him for a pint over the road.
Excellent.
Great. I brought you some tongue, man.
Because in the week, Chris had bitten his tongue, right, and was complaining about the fact that he had a big hole. Was that when we had to go to casualty in Glasgow?
I was in Glasgow, and I bit into my tongue and took a lump out of my tongue. I had to go and sit in casualty for 2 hours, right? Anyway, moaned about it on the radio. And then, as we finished the road show, Chris was with me, and Sean Ryder goes, I brought some tongue for you. I beg your pardon. And he's holding a packet of tongue. And I went, Sean Ryder, hello. He goes, I brought you some tongue. Well, because I bit my tongue. Yeah. That's great. You don't fancy pine, do you? Great. Sounds great. Come and meet my mum, dad, and Uncle Jim and Auntie Margaret. Hello, what, Auntie Margaret, how are you? And he didn't swear once. My mum's going, oh, Jesus, he's a lovely fella. He's a lovely fella.
They're talking about his Irish roots and everything, weren't they?
All right there, Vera, how are you? Oh, geez, Sean, he's always a lovely fella, he is. Oh, big horror. Another Irish thing that Mum says. Jesus, Mary and Joseph is a lovely fella, isn't he? Oh, come here to me. No, John, no. Don't be having another pint now, will you? And you're from Wales. No, I sound a bit like a high-pitched Graham Norton. Hello? Hello there. Oh, geez, I'll show him now, shall
yeah,
I?
That'd be good.
Rachel!
Hang on, I've got a question.
Oh, God.
What? Were you using the same people as yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, just, you
the
know...
The lines are closed.
No, it's not the lines are closed. Right, I'm going to shut up and play some records now, really.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play that. I'm going to play that. Well, I'm going to play that. Rachel!
The lines are not open for car park catchphrase, so don't call 08700 100 100. So you don't need to be in a car, no catchphrases, or be in a car park.
Hello, Ian Brown here, and I'm Sean Ryder. Hello, and I'm Chris's mum, Graham Norton.
I keep my mind on my money on my mind. I got my finger on the trigger, staying on the grind. And when I wake
up... And I'll say whatever what you're all thinking. This is rubbish, isn't it? Isn't it rubbish? Angel City, do you know I go crazy? Yeah, when I hear this.
Is it Robert Miles under there?
Yeah, Children.
Right, I thought so.
With vocals on. It's rubbish, isn't it? Anyway, there you go. Ian Brown lives in a tiny village in North Wales, apparently.
But then other people saying that he lives near them in Lym.
And someone, Emma says, I've seen you in Rill, you two. You kick ass.
Us two?
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Emma.
You should come to Llandudno.
Well, maybe one day we will.
I've been there loads of times.
I've been there too.
Loads of
times.
Nice. On the way to the ferry to go across to Ireland to see my mum, Graham Norton, of course.
Who also apparently sounds a bit like Mrs. Doubtfire.
Good to see our friends at PNO.com. Or whatever. It's a ferry thing. He does that. Right, anyway. Ian Brown and Noel Gallagher are going to be on with Joe Wiley after 10 o'clock tomorrow, about midday, I think. Performing live. Great. Tonight, Leeds playing tonight, aren't they?
Swindon, isn't it?
Is it?
Yep.
Come on, Super Leeds. And a big game on the telly is Yeovil and Bolton. Now, I've got a soft spot for Bolton, even though they were partly responsible for sending us down.
They did you twice, didn't they, last season?
However, I like Big Sam, and Vernon likes Bolton, so I'm, do you know what I mean?
I think Big Sam's done a great job at Bolton.
But I'd like to see Yeovil doing well tonight.
You going to watch it?
I might do, actually. Mm-hmm. No, girlfriend's not very well.
She not?
Yes, she's not very well. Poorly, I think the word is. I hate that word.
Poorly.
My mum used to tell me off for that, for saying that. You're ill. You're ill or you're sick. No, poorly. It's a horrible word. Don't say poorly. So, all right, Graham, get out of my house. A highlight from one big weekend. If you weren't there, I know you're sick of everyone going on about it, but I had to play this. I was stood at the back of the stage for the last half of the set, and they did the song. Oh, man, just so good live. So, so good. If you ever get the chance to see Groove Armada live, you have to take it. This, from Saturday, is the brilliant Groove Armada. Groove Armada, live from our second tent, Saturday night in a field in Birmingham. I see you, baby. Shake that ass. Coming up, Rachel will find out if we're allowed to play F-E-A-R by Ian Brown.
F-E-R-A.
F-E-R-A. Oh, this is F-E-R-A.
Fera.
And Green Day, American Idiot coming up. Maybe Christina Aguilera, Dirty. But depends if we find the Ian Brown record in time or not. Let's get some news and sport from Dominic and Juliet. It's 9:30.
A plea for Tony Blair to help save a British hostage.
And it looks like England will be without Gerrard next month.
BBC.
And the weather, mainly fine in the south, but showers and windy further north.
One Road Travel.
And it's windy... can I start again? That was rubbish.
One Road Travel.
And it's windy motorway Tuesday. It's the M2 in Kent. There are strong winds causing a few delays on Medway Bridge. That's between the A228 Cuxton Road Junction and the A229 Bluebell Hill Junction.
One Road Travel. On Radio 1.
It's 9:34.
On the Legion United official website, being captain of Legion United is the biggest honour I've ever had, says Paul Butler. Yeah, I can believe you.
Former Wolves defender.
Yeah, I can believe that. So tonight, Swindon. Shall I go?
What, to Leeds tonight?
Yeah.
You could do if you want.
I don't think it'll be a sellout, you, Dave.
No, I think you'll get in.
What do you mean by that?
Eh?
That you start slagging off the Leeds.
Not slagging off the Leeds.
I might have a word with my friend Gerald Krasner.
We're coming back from where we were. We're off the bottom. Mm. We'll soon be...
Soon be...
Slightly higher.
Slightly higher.
That's food for thought, isn't it, from Gerald?
I met his PA the other day.
Mm. Whistler.
That was his name, yeah. It's like crazy. I said, yeah, I love Gerald. It's like a clanger.
You didn't look like a clanger, though.
No, she didn't. I hope she doesn't wear the outfit when she's at work. Good enough. Brian.
Really?
Distractions. Yeah.
She catch a cold in it.
What?
Would she catch a cold in it?
I don't know. She looks like she was smuggling puppies. But anyway, nice girl.
That said.
Lovely girl. No, that's not rude, is it?
You've never said smuggling puppies at 9:35 before.
Well, I hope that's not. I don't deem that to be offensive. I hope it wasn't offensive. Nobody was offended by that.
It's a compliment.
I don't mean she had. She had two dogs. No. Right, down her top.
No puppies were harmed during the making of that.
Not at all.
Hmm.
If those are for sale, I'll have... No, none of those.
Exactly.
How much is that dog? No.
No.
That's not the same thing.
No.
Anyway, it's 9:36. We won't be playing Ian Brown today, by the way. Ask Rachel. She doesn't want me to say why. And she's got the right ump on. I don't think I've ever said ump on before,
no,
either.
I was thinking what ump on meant.
I meant to say she's got the right hump, and I was going to say, she's got right mard on. And once again, I'm joining words mumps together and phrases together and coming out with nonsense.
Rachel's got the mumps. That's terrible.
But she hasn't got the mumps.
No.
I haven't.
You can tell because...
I'm not actually saying Rachel, the mumps, am I?
Rachel, you don't need to justify it by going, I haven't
got the... My glands aren't up.
I'm not feeling...
Her glands are always up.
Mm. Mumps, of course, not something to laugh about.
Don't say that when I'm giggly.
Why?
Anyway, so we're not playing it. Sarita says we're not allowed to play it. Well, that's fine. That's nothing to do with me. I've just got to keep everybody happy. So instead, Christina Aguilera. Oh, brilliant. I haven't heard that for like 3 hours. But that said, I do love the music on Radio 1, Dave. Don't think that I don't.
It's all good.
Right.
Great, in fact.
Okay. And we'll play this record, which is Green Day and American Idiot. We'll play that after we play this.
Ah. Dirty. You ain't here to party. Ladies, move. Gentlemen, move. Somebody ring me along.
Going to be doing an exclusive set of Made Avail on the 29th of September, Green Day. Do you know that?
I didn't know that, but I do now.
And online are going to give away tickets. Oh, there's a block up going to give away tickets. I'm reading it on online. Trying to pretend what I'm
That'd be great,
about.
Though, Green Day Live. They're fantastic.
And they'll be broadcasting the session in the first week of October.
Nice.
That's great. Made Avail, right, for those of you who don't know, if you heard it mentioned on radio and loads of times, because the BBC is all-powerful, they've got buildings all over the world. And they've got the Maida Vale Studios, and their orchestra lives in there, I think, or one of the orchestras lives in there. And they do a lot of sessions and stuff in there, and it's a great place. And there's a Radio 1 session studio. which has got a little studio where we can do our show, or Joe Wiley can do a show, whatever. And then there's a little sound booth, sound studio. And there's a big area where bands perform. And you go up a little flight of stairs, like a little ladder. And there's a little area where you can look down and watch.
It's a big balcony directly over where the band will perform.
And it's brilliant. And you get to see them so close. Have you ever been, Dom?
I saw Orbital there about 3 years ago or something. They were brilliant.
There you go. I saw Alanis Morissette there.
It was fantastic, actually. And we saw The Darkness there recently. And the Thrills.
And it's great. And there's bands like in and out through the doors everywhere. And Mitty is one of the main guys who does all the session button pressing things, who mixes all the sound. It's just seen, like, virtually, you name the band, he's there, he's Glenn Miller, no, right, but you know what I mean, he's seen loads. So if you like Green Day, go onto the website and have a little look, and listen to The Lockup with Mike. He's American.
He is, Mike Davis.
And if can we go to see Green Day, which is next Monday, 29th September, in lovely London town.
For Car Park Catchphrase, and here's your host, Chris Moyles.
Good morning, car park fans.
Airbase.
Doom, 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 doom. It's that bit.
That's, you like that?
No, I do.
Morning, Roy Walker.
Good morning, Chris. How are you today?
I am very, very well. I am looking forward to a nice set from Ian Brown and Noel Gallagher later on, which has been...
I've always wanted one of those.
Okay, right. That doesn't actually make any sense. But now, Ian Brown and Noel Gallagher are going to be playing live in Joe Wiley's show after 10 o'clock today.
I like the sound of that.
Well, yes, it will be good. And I might pop down and have a watch, because it would be very, very good. You know?
That was very impressive.
No, it would be very, very impressive.
His tenses are all wrong, aren't they?
Yeah. Well,
shut up.
Oh, dear. Dominic?
Hello, Roy.
Good morning.
How are you?
Life is good. Go anywhere nice last night?
No, I stayed in and listened to the football.
Well, of course.
But you were there, I hear.
Well, if you say so.
Well, I don't, but other people have. So if you were, well done.
I've never been there before.
Well, you did.
You got a season ticket.
Apparently you got a season ticket.
Shut up, Chris.
Okay, right, fair enough. You don't want to say anything as usual?
No.
Okay,
thanks.
Fine. Right, let's get on with it then, Roy.
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris, it's Martine again and I'm from Borkham.
Hooray! We thought we'd get you back on because it was all a bit rushed yesterday.
Oh, it was a little bit, wasn't it? I'm really chuffed.
It was a little bit rushed, wasn't it?
It was.
It was a little bit rushed today. But we thought we'd get you on because, as Roy said yesterday,
she sounds lovely.
Oh, bless him. I do like Roy.
there you go.
If you see it, say it.
Do you think he missed me from yesterday?
Roy, did you miss her from yesterday?
Well, of course.
There you go. I tell you.
I've always wanted one of those.
Right, okay. that's fine. Would you... Roy, I know you're a married man and everything, but would you...
I wouldn't do that if you paid me.
Right, okay, fine.
That's not what you said last night.
Hey!
That's not very nice.
That's not very nice of that, isn't it? Hey, what do you say, Roy?
You don't pay me enough money.
Let's not get into that, shall we? And don't, whatever you do, don't say...
I've never been there before.
Right, okay.
Oh, he's a bit cheeky today.
Isn't he? He's a bit cheeky, isn't he? Tell you. Yeah.
Shut up.
All right, okay, okay.
Get right. On with it, Chris.
All right, fine. So, where you parked today, rather?
I'm parked at Cox's Plant Hire in Burgess Hill, Chris.
I have a friend who lives there.
That's good.
I'm sure he does.
He does.
All right.
What are you wearing today, by the way, Martin?
I'm wearing some jeans. They're pretty dirty because the boys made me work hard yesterday.
I like the sound of that.
All right, Roy. So you're wearing dirty jeans, yeah?
Dirty jeans and a little T-shirt.
Dirty jeans and a little t-shirt. Wow.
You don't pay me enough money.
Well, that doesn't make any sense, Roy.
I've never been there before.
Okay. Dirty jeans, Roy?
It's not really my sort of thing.
Okay. All right, fine. Nice. Let's see your... Hey, you careful.
Shut up.
Let's see your horn, please.
Okay.
Mmm. Nice horn.
Thank you.
And you're driving a...
Mitsubishi L200.
Mmm. Nice wheels.
And
right.
A nice horn.
Yeah. Hang on there, then.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hello, Chris. My name's Scott, and I am from Bournemouth.
Yay!
I have a friend who lives there.
He's whereabouts?
Shut up. Right, okay, good. So, Scott, yeah, you won yesterday.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Well, as in, on car park catchphrase.
Yes. But we didn't win the football, though.
No, you're a Liverpool fan, aren't you?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah. And apparently Roy was at the game.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Was it a good game, Roy?
Well, of course.
Of course. See?
Who do you support, Roy?
Manchester United. That was my impression of you, Roy.
That was very impressive.
Thank you very much. All right, yeah, good. All right, so where are you parked today?
I'm at Bournemouth Airport today, Chris.
Bournemouth Airport, very nice.
Yeah.
You're not flying anywhere, are you?
No, unfortunately not.
Right, okay, fair enough. And what are you driving?
I'm driving my Vauxhall Combo van.
Mmm.
Nice wheels.
Nice wheels. No, we don't do that anymore.
I've always wanted to do it. I had to get it in.
I know, but we don't do it anymore.
Did they really just say that?
Yes, they did. You know what I mean?
Is this person for real?
Yeah, he is for real, but they're both very nice contestants.
No. They're proper idiots.
Okay, Roy, all right.
Thanks, Roy.
He's very today. Good. Let's see your horn, then. Beautiful. Are you ready then, Scott?
I'm ready.
Are you ready, Martine?
I'm ready.
Horns at the ready. Fingers steady. Let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
Okay, here we go. Eyes down, look in.
Only 15p. Whatever you say.
Look out for looking.
There you go.
Old magazine reference from yesteryear.
Oh, good. Mr. Fish is in the park. He's enjoying a nice, relaxing walk in the sunshine. He's just strolling by a huge lake. Was that Martine?
It was.
Yes, Martine?
Just a stroll in the park?
It's just a stroll in the park!
Whoa! It's good, but it's not right.
It's not right, I'm afraid. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
But we keep on going.
I'm trying.
Okay, well, yeah, very trying.
Very trying.
Yeah, okay. Don't forget.
Say what you hear.
Yeah, I just found a new button.
Okay.
He's strolling by a huge lake, but and he's seen something wriggling about on the floor. And yes, Scott.
That's got to be like a fish out of water.
Like a fish out of water.
You're right.
One again to Scott. He's flying, isn't he? If only Liverpool were as good as you were on Car Park Catchphrase.
They'd probably lose that as well.
Harry Kuehl plays Car Park Catchphrase every day. He loves it.
Is it
Flaming Galar? You know, that kind of thing. Is it Beck of the Ute? You know.
Direct quotes.
Yeah, that's right. Right, okay, so one to Scott, none to Martine.
You're both back in play. Here's another Car Park Catchphrase.
Don't interrupt the walker. Mr. Fish looks like he's the captain of a ship now. It's dinner time. He's invited everybody to eat at his table. They're all having... Yes, Martine?
Dinner at the captain's table.
Silly cow. Dinner at the captain's table?
It's the wrong answer, I'm afraid.
It's surprisingly. They're all having fish fingers for tea.
Oh.
And apparently Captain Fish has very high standards and doesn't accept any food that isn't up to scratch. In fact, he will only have the best food on his table, which is the captain's table. And only the best food that's good enough will be on the captain's table. Like the old sea dog saying...
Beep.
Yes, yeah, Scott?
I've forgotten that. Only the best food on the captain's table.
Only the best for the captain's table, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
You're a winner!
Right! Well done.
Sorry,
Sorry, Martin. First of all, Martin, commiserations.
That's all right. I had a bit of a game plan, Chris. One was hopefully not to lose, and then second, to chat you up enough that you might have me back tomorrow.
That's not going well for you today, then, is it, love?
No.
I'm telling you.
Never mind.
I think it's the dirty jeans that ruined it for you, to be honest.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm.
Oh, well, never mind.
Do you know what I mean?
It's all part of trying, though, isn't it?
Well, yes. Kind of.
All right.
But you're lost, so we have to cut you off.
Okay.
Bye. Well done, Scott.
Hey.
You've won a day out with Martine.
Could I win a moldy-looking stain t-shirt?
You could do, but we've run out.
Have you?
Yeah, there are none left.
They all got sold at the weekend.
They all got sold.
Go on. What about your old Chris Miles mugs? Because I missed out on it on Bid Up TV.
Again, all gone.
Anything?
And it wasn't Bid Up TV. It was Chase Shop. It.
Yeah, I know that
Chase It.TV.
The thrill is in the chase.
That's right. Did you actually watch that?
Yeah, I was on the line ready, but everyone was a hash key before I could get there.
God, don't you?
That was a hash key moment.
I just hate that, don't you? It is one of the most annoying things.
Get on with it, Chris.
Okay, lovely. Right, well, listen, well done. You've won a great prize of nothing, which you'll get in the post never. So, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There you go, another happy winner. Thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
Trash.com. Trash.com.
Yeah, in the area. Yeah, in the place to be.
In the house.
Like a mouse.
I like grouse. I don't, actually.
It's cruel, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Mm.
I don't know what it is.
It's like a whiskey and a sport. And
it's
a
not
bird.
A sport, it's well, a bird.
Oh yeah, grouse hunting is a sport.
Yes, but you didn't say the word hunting.
You say grouse.
Who cares? Oh, right, okay. Thanks for listening this morning. We're all going to go home and pop pills all day. Because we have flu. We have flu.
Man flu.
So it's going to be cold and flu tablets all day. Good luck to Leeds United in the football tonight. Come on, Leeds!
Thank you.
Can I say good luck to anybody?
No, good luck to Everton tomorrow, but we'll say that tomorrow, shall we?
Good luck to Yeovil tonight against Bolton. Colin Edith back at 1 o'clock today. Scott Mills is back on at 4. Zane Lowe tonight. He's got Jimmy Eat World live music from them from 7. Tickets to see Green Day in the lockup from 9 o'clock with Mike. And Jo Wiley is next. She has Ian Brown and Noel Gallagher singing live on the show. Coming up. Have a great day.